I almost got nervous and jumped the gun. Did you see me? I came up here too early because I was nervous because all my friends from Kailua are here, and I thought, oh, my story better be really clever and funny, but all they got is me. Sorry. Well, who likes to have fun? I love having fun. And one of the most fun places I like to go is Hawaiian Waters. Have you been to Hawaiian Waters? Oh, I love Hawaiian Waters. I have to back up because I just can't move like this. So one of the first times I went to Hawaiian Waters was when Colleen was really little. I got my beach slippers here and my towel, my sunglasses. And when she was little, if you go in and when you're little, then you have to go like in the kiddie pools and you can't go on the slides and things. And she wanted to go on the slide. So have you seen those things that you have to measure up? If you're taller than some kind of stick, then you get to go on the rides. But if you're not tall enough, then you can't go. Well, Colleen was just to the top of the measuring stick right here. So when we went in, they said, oh, you're just about that tall. Whenever you go on a slide, they're going to say, no, you're too small. You better take a swim test. So she had to take a swimming test with the lifeguard, and she passed the test, and she got a little band. Put a little band on your arm. See if I can get this on within my five-minute time limit. So put a band on your arm so that when you go on the slide, you can. If the lifeguard says too small, you can go pass the swim test, right? So she went off all the slides, big slides, and on the tubes, and oh, we had a great time all day long. So then it was at the end of the day, and the announcement said, park is closing, five minutes, park is closing. So I told Colleen and her friend, pick one ride that you want to go on, and then that'll be our last ride of the day. So Colleen picks the Flying Hawaiian. Have you been on that ride? Okay, so Flying Hawaiian is a slide. It flips you out into the air, 6 feet down, psh, in a really deep pool of water, like 12 feet deep. You got to pop up and swim to the side. So we get in line, and it's a popular ride, so it's like tons of people were in the line. And so we're all milling around at the bottom, and then you got to go up the stairs. And so we are all pushed into this line, and then when we're going up the stairs, there's this group of big, giant boys, you know, giant, like Uncle Curtis Zane, giant, bigger than that. They could take him out or take him down or whatever, you know. And there were like three of them, local boys, or four of them. And they were talking loud and kind of jostling each other, or punching each other, having a good time. I thought, ooh, they're kind of scary, but we have to stand next to them. But sometimes you go faster, and sometimes they're going faster. But they made me kind of nervous. So when we got to the very top, Colleen and Megan are going to go down the slide. Colleen's going to go down, I thought, the open slide. Flips you out into the air, 6 feet down, psh, into the really deep pool of water. And Megan's going to go on the other side. There's two of them. And then Colleen goes, I don't want to go on that slide. I want to go on that slide. The one that's the dark tube shoots you out into the air, 6 feet down into a big pool of water. So I thought, ah, if she has to go on that slide, I have to ask to cut in front of the big, giant local boys that have been pushing and jostling each other. That made me kind of nervous. Oh. All right, I'm a mom. I can do this for my kid. Last ride of the day. So I go over to them. Excuse me. Can we cut in front of you? Oh, yeah, no big deal. Yeah, cut. Let the little girl cut. So she goes into the tube, the scary dark tube that's going to shoot her out into the air, into the 6 feet, and into the big deep pool of water. So she gets over there, and the lifeguard goes, hey, you're too small. And she goes, no, I'm not. Got a wristband. He goes, no, stand next to the stick. She stands to the next to the stick. He goes, oh, you're too small. She goes, no, I said, she has been on all the slides all day long. She's even been on this ride several times. He's going, no, she's too small. She can't do it. I'm thinking, oh, that's so mean. This is the last ride of the day. What's the big deal? And Colleen was so hurt and upset, she turned around, burst into tears, and hung onto my leg. Oh, you know what happened? Someone else was more mad than me that the lifeguard was doing that. Ah, yeah, the four big giant guys. Oh, they got on the lifeguard's case. You made her cry. She passed the test. She got a band on. Except for that it was very kind of funny because they said it in pidgin, which I can't do. So they all got on the little Asian lifeguard's case. They're all yelling, and finally he goes, okay, whatever, get down the slide. So Colleen goes down the dark tube, shoots her out into the air, 6 feet down, psh, into the very deep pool of water. Boop, she pops up, big smile on her face, and paddles to the side. And then all of them go, see? She can swim! She can swim! They were all over his case. And you know what that taught me? You can't tell what people are going to be like by what they look like on the outside. I was kind of scared of those big, giant guys. But you know what? They were on my side. And you know what? You can't tell what people are like on the inside. They might look homeless, or they might be big, too big. And you know what? Some people think you are too little to be a witness for God. But Jesus made you just like you are. He loves you just like you are, whether you're big or little or Asian or Howley or Hoppa or whatever you are. You could have red hair or mixed hair or no hair and be a Broncos fan, but he loves you just like you are. And so I want you to remember that. We're all different, but he loves us all the same. Thank you.